know, Bill, we really could have finished going over the report at your office.
I know, but then you might not have come out to dinner.
Do you always ask your geological consultants out to dinner?
Just the good-looking ones. Now, you're the first, really.
Well, then you're merely intrigued because I'm a woman geologist.
Now, maybe no, but I hope I'm out with the woman, not the geologist.
Now, you did promise that we'd discuss the soil analysis of the reservoir.
Oh, I will, right after we dispense with the formalities.
Such as?
Oh, such as dinner and wine and dancing.
And then business?
Right after I run out of formalities.
Dear, I was just getting used to the boys playing cricket.
Baseball, madam.
Baseball. When the seasons changed and they started playing rugby.
Football.
Mr. French, you are so knowledgeable about Americanisms.
Oh, thank you, madam. Whenever possible, we try to speak the language of the natives.
Like this, Judy.
Keep it here, kid.
Don't stand so close, Bob. You'll get hurt.
She a friend of yours?
Uh-uh. She's my sister.
You're kind of cute. Thanks for getting the ball. If we ever have a regular team, she can be a cheerleader.
Lamb chops, Judy.
Is it high proteins?
High proteins?
Andy says I should eat them.
Oh, that's high proteins. And who, may I ask, is Master Andy?
He's a real great guy. Knows all about football.
And about proteins.
Guess what? He's coaching me.
Oh, thank you, Judy, for imparting such world-shaking news to me. Now I think perhaps you'd better wash your hands before dinner.
I already did.
Well, that is world-shattering news. And what about you, Buffy? Oh? Cat got your tongue, miss?
I don't know what proteins are.
See, then I take it you have yet to meet Master Andy.
I met him. He thinks she's cute.
Oh? Do I, hear the first faint yappings of puppy love? Hmm?
He's just a boy. Uncle Bill! Hi, Uncle Bill!
Hi, kids. What's new in your world, huh?
I met a boy in the park today. His name is Andy.
Andy? You never mentioned him before.
That's because he's way older. He's in sixth grade.
Oh.
He's teaching Jody how to pitch a football. You don't pitch. You throw. I'll show you how, Uncle Bill.
Okay. Well, what's your news, Shorty?
I haven't anything to tell. I just watched Jody.
Well, is Andy a nice boy?
Thank you.
dressed. I'm going out to dinner tonight.
Oh, good evening, Sam.
Hi. Listen, has Buffy been acting kind of funny today, you know, kind of quiet?
Oh, probably couldn't get a word in edgewise, sir, with Jody babbling on about his newfound friend.
Uncle Bill! Here, catch! Hey, you're almost as good as Andy.
Well...
Buffy,
what are you doing?
Catching my hair, like you do.
Well, we are growing up. Pretty soon you'll be going out on dates.
Think he'll ask me?
Who?
Andy. I lost my counting.
Here, I'll brush. You tell me all about Andy.
Well, he's in the sixth grade, but he's really Jody's friend.
Well, go on.
That's all there is to tell.
There must be something special about him.
Nothing special. But he talked to me.
What'd he say?
He said, "Give it here, kid."
Huh?
I had his football.
Didn't he say anything personal?
He said I was cute.
Well, that's a beginning. What did you say to him?
I couldn't. I just couldn't.
And you said he's nothing special?
He isn't. He's just a boy.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I invited somebody for dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, very good, sir. The lady geologist?
Yeah. Oh, it's just business. I mean, we got to go over this report and...
Oh, I see. Very well. So I'll prepare something suitable. Perhaps roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. No, I don't want to mislead you. See, it's not entirely business, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I see. Well, then we definitely should lean towards steak Diane and celery Victor.
Tell you the truth, I don't know exactly where I lean.
If you'll pardon me, sir, it sounds as though the lady is someone out of the ordinary.
Oh, she is. Well, I haven't got it all figured out yet. I just know for sure that I'd like to know her a little better.
Oh, in that case, sir, we advocate squab chablis and an asparagus souffle.
Shoot the works, huh?
Just leave it all to me, sir.
Right.
Mr. French made a kind of face and said I had puppy love.
Men, what do they know about true romance?
You mean I'm really in love?
Could be.
Gee.
Good night, Buffy.
Good night, Sissy. Sissy?
Hmm?
Only you and Mrs. Beasley know how I really feel about Andy.
I won't tell anyone. Cross my heart.
Cross Mrs. Beasley's, too.
Hey, you did a real good job on these soil studies.
Thank you. If you'll notice, I... favor the location near Porterville because of the slow rate of alluvial deposits. Do you agree?
Well, tell me the truth, I didn't get to that part yet.
Bill.
Listen, tell me something. You ever come out of that geological shell of yours?
Under this geological shell of mine is a substratum of bedrock.
I don't believe it. I'm going to find out if that's true someday.
Bill, about this report.
We say we go over to my house. For dinner, tomorrow. Okay?
You're changing the subject.
No, I'm not. By then, I'll have read this thing thoroughly, see? I promise.
Well.
Okay, now we got that settled. Let's have some lunch.
It's not even 11 o'clock.
What's the matter? You don't believe in long lunches?
I believe in working. I have another client to see before noon.
Wow. Okay. Until tomorrow, then, huh?
Until tomorrow. Read that report.
Yes, ma'am.
Jody? Jody?
He can't hear you when he's wearing his helmet.
What did you do that for?
You don't need your helmet on when you're doing your homework.
I need it for later. I'm going to practice hiking the ball the way Andy showed me.
Jody, maybe if Andy came over, he could show you some more things.
Maybe.
Well, why don't you ask him over?
Because he wouldn't come.
You see, Sissy?
Well, how do you know he wouldn't come?
Because he's in sixth grade.
Well, still, I bet he'd like to see your room.
Yeah, you got a swell room, Jody.
It's okay, I guess.
Okay, well, sure. You can show him all the things that Uncle Bill brought back on his trip. The boomerang, and look at the blowgun.
And the witch doctor mask.
Yeah, the witch doctor mask. That's sixth grade stuff.
You'll make a big impression on Andy, Jody.
Okay, I'll ask him over sometime.
How about tomorrow afternoon?
Let's see. Tomorrow.
So soon?
Okay, I'll do it.
You look groovy.
My stomach feels all funny.
Those are just butterflies.
I hope they fly away before Andy gets here.
What are you all dressed up for?
'Cause I want to.
It's not a party.
Well, it's almost a party. You're having company.
It's not a party unless the company brings presents.
Andy's here.
Don't forget he's coming to see my witch doctor mask.
Oh, good afternoon, Master Andrew. Come in.
Hi. Who's he?
Mr. French. My Uncle Bill says he's a gentleman, a gentleman.
And all we've got is a maid.
Then she must be a lady's lady.
Come on, I'll show you my room. Hi.
Hello, Andy.
Come on, they're only my sisters.
Her too?
I'm Sissy.
Hi.
Come on!
I talked to him. Real words.
Well, don't just stand out here. Go on in with them.
Now?
Of course. Come on.
I'm afraid.
Don't forget, a woman has to be aggressive.
You come in with me.
Buffy.
Please.
Oh, all right.
It's neat, all right. Your pulse is fast. Take two aspirin and stay away from lions.
What's the matter with me?
What else you got?
It's a real blowgun.
I made a real one once.
That one had a real poison dart in it.
Hey, Sissy. You better make sure you go and not or you'll go.
If you'll excuse me.
Wait, Sissy, don't go. Look, I can stand on my head.
Look at this.
It's only a rock.
It came from a real volcano. When Uncle Bill got it, it was still warm.
Well, it's cold now. I bet I could do this a million times. I got a weightlifting set for Christmas.
Uncle Bill has weights. I'll go ask Mr. French if we could use them.
Buffy's pretty, isn't she?
Who?
Buffy, my sister.
Oh, she's okay, but kind of young, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Look who's talking.
Mr. French says we better not use him without Uncle Bill.
Too bad, or you would have really seen something.
Hey, Andy, you probably could use some refreshments, huh? Why don't you take Buffy down to the corner for an ice cream soda?
What about me?
You have to straighten up your room before Uncle Bill comes home.
I love ice cream sodas.
Do you?
Doesn't everybody?
Then let the two kids clean up. I'd rather treat you.
Buffy!
Sissy, don't go.
Girls.
Yeah, girls. Want to teach me some more football?
No, I gotta go home. I've got a book report, and I guess I ought to read the book.
Okay. See ya.
I'm sorry, Buffy.
You don't have to be.
Andy didn't behave very nicely.
He did to you.
Well, he was just showing off. Boys do that.
I wish he had showed off to me.
The whole thing was a disaster.
You know what's even more disaster?
What?
I still like him.
Hi, is this just for girls or can fellows come in too?
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi.
Well, it's a pretty raggedy eye for somebody who looks so pretty. Something wrong?
Buffy had a little disappointment.
Oh. Anything I can help with?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, French tells me Andy was here this afternoon, huh?
He was Jody's guest.
Oh. Well, I got a guest coming tonight, too.
Yeah, we know. Mr. French has been fussing all day.
I think you like Lisa.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Well, I'd better go change. Seeing as how Buffy's got all dressed up for Lisa, I better do the same.
Uncle Bill would have understood, Buffy.
Maybe he'd just say it was puppy love, too. Kid stuff.
Well, how do you know unless you talk to him?
Well, if I did, and he said it was puppy love, then it would be too late to take it back.
I'm sorry, Buffy.
Simply marvelous, French. If I didn't know better, I'd have thought the dinner was flown in from Paris.
Well, thank you, Miss Lowell. Will there be anything else, huh?
Just some coffee later.
Oh, French, you might bring in my briefcase, please.
Your briefcase, madam?
Yes, I think I left it in the entrance hall.
Yes, ma'am.
Just shattered all his illusions.
About you or about me?
Well, let's just say that he doesn't believe in briefcases after sundown.
Now, Bill, you did say we'd discuss the report tonight.
We said that?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was my day for rash promises.
Your briefcase, madam.
Thank you.
Oh, now, let's wait, huh?
No, Bill, now. Let's get this over with.
Okay. Hey, don't you ever get unfrosted?
Well, Bill, I think there's something you should know about me.
There's a whole lot I want to know about you. I'm pretty sure there's a woman hiding down there someplace.
I'm getting married next month.
Oh.
You're a wonderful guy, Bill. Really, I've enjoyed being with you and meeting the children. But it was just business with me.
I guess that's what you've been trying to tell me all along, but I was too dumb to believe you, that's all.
I guess French isn't the only one around here with fragile illusions. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about.
Well, now that that's out of the way... I have my copy of the report right here. And this is the section that specifically deals with the soil analysis.
Took that lady home. I waited because I wanted to talk to you.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk to you, too.
That lady is very nice.
Mm-hmm. She likes you kids.
Did you like her, Uncle Bill?
Oh, yeah, I like her a lot. But it's just a business thing with us, you know. She's going to get married next month.
Just like Andy.
Mm-hmm. Is Andy going to get married, too?
Oh, no. He just likes someone else, an older woman.
Oh, well, looks like we're both in the same boat, Linda.
I loved Andy a terrible lot, but he didn't love me back. We didn't even have a business thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess we both missed out, honey.
It kind of hurts inside, doesn't it? Just like butterflies, only the butterflies are feeling sick.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, now that we can share the hurt, it doesn't hurt so much.
Me too.
Tennyson said something. He's the guy that wrote the poetry. He said, "It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." How about that?
Maybe he was thinking of you and me.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Come on.
Oh, I thought I heard noises, sir. Is everything all right?
Everything's back to normal. Thank you, French.